This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, whether it's on the air, it'll be up in a minute, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. But get involved. Seriously, head up to the website if you need to. Well, not if you need to. You should head up to the website. I like it when you head up to the website. But head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot. You don't want to know. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot you can be involved with. And there's a lot you should be involved with, frankly. Really, seriously. I'd love it for you to you get in there, you talk with other people. You see there's more people that think like you do. It's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. You know, and you do, you know what, you do want to. What happens is you strengthen each other. You get a different viewpoint. You get a different approach to some of the issues. And then when you're with one of your hardcore progressive liberal friends or acquaintances or somebody you ran into, you'll know what to say. You'll know how to say. And that's the biggest part of it. You need to know how to say. No joke. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I value your time. I know that some of you, you know, you don't have a whole bunch of it, and you're giving it to me and, you know, a couple hours every day. Anyway, always appreciate it. So, Chuck Schumer. Chucky's having a bad week. Maybe we should send him some get well cards. I don't know. Up to you guys. But, I mean, seriously, it's really, really bad for him. But before we get to that, I love these. I love these stories about how we're spending time sending our professors to all kinds of classes. They have no business. They have no reason going to. Seriously, you hire a professor to teach science. I don't want him to teach sensitivity. I want him to teach science. You hire a teacher or a professor to teach history. I want them to teach history. I don't want them to bend it and stretch it to try to make it fit the narrative of today's groups that want more about them. At Loyola Marymount University, or LMU as it's known, it's slated to host an event designed to help professors decipher the alphabet soup of sexual orientation and gender identities. That in and of itself is confusing to me. According to the event, or the flyer for the event, the university's website, the September 14th seminar, will closely examine the ever-expanding LGBTQ community, joking that the group's acronym is getting longer by the day. Oh, yeah, this is a shorty. What are you talking about? I've done some with, what, about 20 letters in there, right? I mean, you can't write LGBT, and then went to LGBTQ, and even somewhere LGBTQQIA. Or then there's, I'll just keep going. Every day it seems like there's more and more and more letters. Are they, my question is, are they scientifically proven? Are they scientifically backed? Or are we just supposed to take your word for it? What are some of the new labels? How are people using the experience, sexual orientation, and gender in 2017? What do you need to know? I think they should give him biology class first. Wink, wink, hint, hint. The program will be led by Robin Oakes, a self-described educator, campus speaker, grassroots activist, and editor of the Bi Woman Quarterly. Does that mean it's every other month?
It's two women.
Oh, two women every other month.
Wow.
Well, quarterly. No. Four times a year.
I don't know.
So if it's bi quart, oh, I got the bi now. Never mind. I'm a little slow. The activist speaker had also been vocal in her opposition to President Trump. Well, there's a shock, right? Slamming the commander-in-chief on Twitter while sharing an image of a large inflatable Trump character that was flown by protesters in London. Well, because we care about what they think in London, don't we? I mean, love you guys, human beings. I get the whole nine yards. You don't get to pick our president. And then we don't care if you like him or not. I don't. You don't get a vote. We're not, see, we've not bought into that whole global EU thing where you waste time electing officials. I mean, think about that. You waste your time electing officials. You know why I say that? Because any law they pass for you people has to go through the EU. If the EU doesn't like it, it doesn't benefit the global society as a whole. You don't get to do it. They can kick it back. My God, why have a country designator? And again, if you really want to be confused, take a look and check out how they I love this. Take a look at how they check out how the EU bank operates. A bank that is defunct, has no money, and the only asset shoring it up, which are the countries in Europe, they don't have enough money. They're all broke, or most of them. But there's no money there. There's nothing there to support them either. Now, the brochure for the event continues to advertise the workshop by referencing new labels in the LGBTQ community, asking attendees to ponder what they need to know to be culturally competent in this area. Oh, God. Oh. So I'm wondering if they do same classes like this for real culture, right? Real different groups, Italians, Greeks, African-Americans, Hispanics, whatever it is. I'm curious. And do we get past that? What about religious beliefs? Are they being taught any of those? Yep. I'm Joe Bazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That's one of my favorites. For all you Mel Brooks fans. Man, that man couldn't make it today. They would run him, well, they'd run him out of Hollywood, right? Wouldn't they? They have to. I mean, seriously, there's no way to make that right. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know it doesn't always seem that way, and maybe you don't always feel that way, but it's true. All right, so, you know, it's always fun to do this. We're talking, and I talk about this a lot. And some people get really mad at me. I mean, some of my, they're not friends. They're acquaintances on the left. Because they think that guys like me make the situation worse. And I go, how can I make the situation worse? You've already done it to yourself. This mindset that somehow, in some way, adding more letters to this is going to make it more acceptable and easier. That somehow totally sidestepping and ignoring science is going to make it easier. And again, I don't care who you are. Every human being is entitled to respect and dignity and that kind of thing. Right? You shouldn't bully somebody or beat on somebody or verbally abuse somebody because you don't agree with their lifestyle. You don't agree with the way they live in their life. That's not up to you to decide. I mean, you can step up and get in the way when they start infringing on your rights. That's a whole different animal. But for you to start it off, and we have people that do it, by making fun of somebody in that situation, it's wrong. Anyway, so the professors at Loyola Marymount University are now being pushed to take this symposium, if you would, on how to deal with sexual orientation, gender identities, and how to call them out. Or how, you know what I mean, in a positive way. And the person giving the class or putting the classes together is a vocal opponent of President Trump. Right? And when she talks about how mean and nasty, look it, I wish people would start looking at facts and not listen to their party. I'm talking about both sides. You can't prove by President Trump's actions that he has any kind of negative feelings, negative ilk, negative anything when it comes to the LGBTQ community. It's impossible for you to draw that conclusion based on what he's doing or not doing. So, how did the folks in London get him to pose for this photo she tweeted? Right, that big, stupid thing that they had of him. It was a balloon, what do they call those things at the parades? Blimp. No, that's not it. Come on. We have a lot of smart people there. Like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade. Do they have the...
balloons.
It's a balloon?
I think so.
That's just like so...
I'll check for you.
Anti, you know, it's just... whatever. Yeah. So the brochure for the event continues to advertise the workshop by referencing new labels in the LGBTQ community, asking attendees to ponder what they need to know. Now this one is confusing to me, a puzzlement as I like to say. What they need to know to be culturally competent as a faculty member in this area. Culturally competent. We don't know what you are unless you tell us. If you walk up to me traditionally looking like a female, you know what I'm saying? Dressed like a female, looking like a female, whatever. Unless you have something plastered on your head that says, you know, BTQ or whatever, how am I supposed to know and how or why would you get mad at me for saying something like, excuse me, miss? Excuse me, could you tell me what, you know what I mean? You want to be identified. Maybe we need, I said this before, maybe we need wristbands or headbands, something that you could wear with a designator on it that would help us figure out how you want to be referred to. How are we supposed to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to do the crystal ball thing. Right? How can faculty foster teaching and inclusive learning environments which facilitate the success of all students, whatever their backgrounds or identities, as the brochure goes on? The upcoming event is being co-hosted by LMU's LGBTQ Student Services and Intercultural Office and the Center for Teaching Excellence. According to Oaks OCHS's website, the activists will also be traveling to Harvard University, to University of San Diego, Texas Christian University, and the University of Massachusetts Amherst for various speaking engagements in September. Benny Beamum, director of the UMass Amherst. I mean, UMass Amherst, they should rename that to school to the School of How to Smoke Pot Well and Often. Let me tell you what, in the 70s, when I ran around in Massachusetts, that's where you went for the weekends. I'll leave the rest up to your imagination. The director of the UM Amherst Stonewall Center praised the organization in a testimony featured on the same website, saying, Robin has probably done more than any other person in the U.S. and perhaps the world to educate the general public about bisexuality. What kind of education do we need? You want to sleep with one, you want to sleep with the other? Okay, that's up to you. That's not up to me. It's not something I need to approve of or disapprove of. I mean, I don't care about your sex life. Right? So why is it you have to keep telling me what a great job they're doing and having people know about it? I don't understand. It makes no sense. Do you want to know about my heterosexual escapades?
No.
How about my religious escapades? How about that? When I tell you stories about Jesus and God and some of the things that have happened to me in my life in that life, you'd hate that. You would throw me off school campuses. But I have to listen to your... what you believe to be is proper biological terms that you can't prove scientifically, and yet you want me to be scientific about these things. So it's just questioning a question of the moment, if you would. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. We come back, you know, Chucky Schumer's having a tough week. He's really having a hard time. He's got to figure out who keeps pulling these crumbs together that Nancy Pelosi's talking about and making the economy stronger. But it can't be stronger. Even if there's more jobs, even if people are making more money, even if people are doing better at home, it can't be because of Trump. Trump will see your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. nearly a dozen Republicans are moving to impeach the Justice Department official who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation. They complained Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has not been responsive enough to Congress. North Carolina Republican Rep. Mark Meadows says in a statement that Rosenstein has been in charge at the Department of Justice as the agency has made every effort to obstruct legitimate attempts of congressional oversight. He says DOJ officials have been caught multiple times hiding information from Congress. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he's calling on his colleagues to assert their constitutional responsibility and approve these articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. Isn't that great drum beat? Seriously. I know. Some of you guys are trying to pound that out on your desk right now. It won't work. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part. Wow. Well, that was weird. I want you part. That's because my mouth is moving too fast. I want you to be part of the conversation. You need to be. You know what I mean? I mean, you need to be part of the conversation. You just need to be engaged. Anyway, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you involved in working with me. 855-REAL-JOE. But you know what? Once you send me, because a lot of you say, I don't want to call in. So why don't you call in? Right? I'm sorry. Send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And I will help you figure it out. Believe me. We're talking about the teachers that, I won't hang on this much longer, but we're talking about teachers that have to be taught, or professors that have to be taught, about the alphabet soup of sexual orientation, when in reality, we have some of the worst scores worldwide when it comes to, you know, science and math and that kind of thing. How about we start teaching and training our professors how to teach and train our kids? I'm just a thought. I mean, I don't want to get too crazy here. Oh, I should do this one. I mean, this one's a little older, but it's perfect. The transgender handouts are being given out now on some of the campuses as well. They want to teach you about gender. Ready for this one? This one. Gender normative privilege. So now, apparently, if you simply agree with the parts and pieces you were born with, and you take on that as your gender, you now have gender privilege. I guess I'm privileged. I'm okay with it. The LGBTQIA Resource Center at the University of Massachusetts, again at Amherst, I'm telling you, it's the dope that was going around there in the 70s, coming back to bite them. It wasn't just dope either. A lot of anyway. It's got a variety of transgender handouts that it's giving. It's addressing things as gender, normative privilege, and how can your campus be more trans-inclusive? Now, there's also a glossary of transgender terminologies, and it defines terms such as cisgender privilege, two-spirit people, genderqueer individuals, and gender-affirmative surgery. Now, again, you feel like you're, if you're in a male body and you feel like a female and you want to go have the surgery and do that, that's up to you, and vice versa. Okay, all that stuff is up to you. You decide what to do with your body when you get to that age. Not at 4, not at 7, not at 9, no. All right? But you say people that push all this on me and people like me, then you need to give up science, and you need to accept my God. Because your only response to me, when we talk about my faith or believing in God and that kind of stuff, is that, well, then you deny science. Right? Because science says the earth is this old. Science says the earth came about like this. Science says man came about this way. And I'm supposed to believe that, even though you can't prove any of it. It's still all theories. Because my understanding of science, when I talk to professors and what have you, is that the only time something moves from theory to fact is when they can recreate it. Or they can show you specifically how it happened with no holes in it. You can't say, this. We can prove this happened up to this point, then we speculate for this 2 million years, and then we come back into it, it must have ended up like this, and now we can prove this. It's like, no. You have to be able to follow it all the way through, recreate it, reproduce it, make it happen each and every time. You can't do that. When it comes to evolution or anything along those lines, you can't do that. Right? Now you have more and more scientists coming out and talking about the models that were flawed when it came to global warming, cooling, whatever. Would that be like cis weather? Maybe? Right? No? Just asking.
I don't know.
So the Stonewall Center, which is the LGBTQIA+, Resource Center on campus, offers a series of 12 handouts on its website, and it's aimed at teaching students about transgender issues, including transgender terminology. What I was getting at here earlier was biology will not accept any of this, okay, as science fact. So therefore, if it's not science fact, it's strictly emotion. It's strictly what you feel. It's strictly what you think. It's not science. So does that put you in the same realm as my religious belief? Science can't prove God. It's not like they put like three elixirs together and all of a sudden God pops up in the room. Right? Can't recreate God. I'm not asking them to. But yet they'll make fun of me because they can't prove it. It's not scientifically sound. Well, neither is yours. But you're expecting me to accept it, swallow it, and teach it. Now, that doesn't sound like equality to me. That is the true meaning of fascism. Where you're going to tell me where I'm wrong and you're going to force me to believe what you believe because you believe yourself to be right, no matter what resources or sense it makes or doesn't make. A primer on gender normative privilege, for instance, provides a checklist students can use to identify if I'm a gender normative or, in some cases, simply perceived as gender normative. I'm already confused. Maybe I need the class. I don't know. Some of the indications that one is gender normative include the ability to purchase shoes that... Oh, I love this. So, you're normal to your gender. if you can purchase shoes that fit my gender expression without having to order them in special sizes or asking someone to custom make them. So in other words, now the expectation is that a shoe manufacturer, who can't get it right to begin with most of the time, right? I mean, they have half sizes, full sizes, wide, triple wide, quadruple wide, triple thin, whatever. Now they have to design shoes around gender non-normative, gender non-expressed, or whatever. Really, think about it. Being able to use the showers at a gym or public pool and not being expected to constantly defend my medical decisions. I don't know what that means. It's not a medical decision when you just simply decide you're going to, you are, though born in a man's body, you're now going to live as a female. It's not a medical decision. Now, if you've had the operation, if you've gone through the whole thing, you shouldn't even call yourself, as Xander would say, you shouldn't call yourself trans anymore. Now you should call yourself as you are. If you move from male to female, then call yourself a female. Don't call yourself a trans female. You're not transitioning anymore. You're in it. That's simple. A transgender terminology handout, meanwhile, features a glossary of terms that students study, such as MTF, which is defined as... Oh, I got to pull this up. I can't stand it. All right, so here's... If you're driving and you tend to be a little like a little jerky when you get mad, pull over or shut it off. So, agender individuals are people who identify as genderless or gender neutral. Let that sink in. So what bathroom do you use? Cisgender individuals, people who identify with the gender that was assigned to, well, it's not assigned, it's what I was born with, based on the parts and pieces. The doctor did not assign me a gender. God did, but that's beside the point. And I'm not going to argue with him. You can take it up with him later. Whether you believe it or not, you can take it up with him later. Cisgender privilege, it's a set of conscious and unconscious advantages and or immunities that people who are or who perceived as gender conforming benefit from on a daily basis. Could you be a little less specific? No, really. Why? Because the bathroom is marked man? That gives me a privilege? Just use the darn bathroom. Before I had permission, I used to use the woman's bathroom all the time. Gotta go, you gotta go. Ain't nobody in there? And not the ones that had 20 stalls. I'm talking about the single-use ones. I go in there and lock the door. That simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
This ain't my time.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Boy, would you love to be in a time warp? Seriously, based on what's going on. So, yeah, can you remember? Oh, this brings back memories. You know. Okay, I won't go there. Be nice. I remember them just lined up outside the theaters, looking like. And I know you get some people like you look like a bunch of freaks back then. Really? I mean, see, it looked like Night of the Walking Dead going to this thing, if you remember how they were dressed up. I know some of you are having fun on Facebook, and I got to tell you, years and years and years and years ago, when I wanted to see the country, my dad said, no, because I asked him, can I have some money to see the country? If you know my dad, he laughed for about 30 minutes. Then he slapped me upside the head and said, what are you, stupid? Go drive a truck. You get paid for it. And you can see the whole country. And he did. And you know, my first long trip was from Boston to Georgia. And let's see if some of you know what this is about. I mean, seriously.
up and chuck it. We go to do what they say can't be done. We got it,
you know,
long way to go. And a short time to get there.
I'm from New England. I don't get this stuff.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
And I'm driving down the 95 on the East Coast. And this song is playing like everywhere. I don't know what it's got to do with anything. And I get down into Tennessee. Right? Where's the... No. Dalton, Georgia. What are you laughing at me, right? Although the waitress said it was Dalton, Georgia. Although I thought it was Dalton, Georgia. And this is that steel guitar you know. Okay, so you truckers that are listening, I know you love this. Give us a few pulls on the horn, will you? I know, it's supposed to be a political show, but what can I tell you? I have a lot of fun with this stuff. Anyway, so I go down to Dalton, Georgia, right? And my first, what do you want to call it? Incident? My first lesson of Southern women was I went to a restaurant that was supposed to have great tomato soup, and so I asked for tomato soup, and she said, we don't have any. I said, come on. I drove 3,000 miles down here and got no soup? And I had to wait till next morning. And she shows up at the table about 10 minutes later, gave me some coffee, and shows up about 10 minutes later, and brought me a bowl of hot water and ketchup, and said, hey, if you make it here, it'll be fresh. You Southern women is something else. Let me tell you what. Anyway, I'm Jerome Senior. It's like, really? Is this how you do it? Anyway, I am Jerome Senior, host. Always a pleasure. It was funny to me, okay? It was 100 years ago. But yeah, I used to drive a truck up and down the East Coast. I've had many jobs in my life trying to find myself. I could tell you stories about that, but I think the statute of limitations has worn out on them. I'm not so sure. Anyway, I'm Jerome Senior, host. Always a pleasure. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I had to get away from this other one for a minute. Catch my breath, right? So we're talking about the transgender, non-conforming, gender conformative, whatever. Whatever it is. And the thing that bothers me, you know, why the expectation that we're supposed to understand everything that comes between your ears? When it doesn't make sense with the majority of the population, and you get mad when we don't know it. I don't believe in, you cannot, you have to send me a list. What is cisgender individual, cisgender privilege? Just because I identify with what I was born with and they have a bathroom for me, that gives me privilege? No, that allows me to not urinate in the streets. I can actually use a bathroom. And as I said when we were done with the last segment, man, if I got to go bad enough, I use a woman's room. I don't do it like the crazies do it. Now, here's cross-dressers, individuals who, regardless of the motivation, wear clothing, makeup, and so forth, that are considered by the culture, not to be appropriate for another gender. But wouldn't that be gender appropriation? I mean, really, seriously, if I dress up like a Hispanic guy, I've got gender appropriation. If I'm dressed up like a woman, wouldn't that be gender appropriation? I'm just asking. Producer Tammy said I'm having way too much fun with this. Because it doesn't make any sense. Drag kings and drag queens, female-bodied cross-dressers, typically lesbians, and male-bodied cross-dressers, typically gay men. Now, put your stones down. If you're part of the LGBTQ community, put down your stones, because I'm reading this off the University of Massachusetts Amherst website that says these are proper terminologies that we need to use and understand. So I'm just trying to help my conservative listening audience understand what these things mean. Okay? Now, drag kings and drag queens, which I've never heard of drag kings before. I've heard of drag queens. Right? They're people who present themselves in public in an entertainment or for entertainment purposes dressed in a different way. FTM individuals, female to male transsexual people, transsexual men, trans guys. How are we supposed to know all of this? That's why I said to you, You should have to wear some kind of band that says this is what I identify with. Or we'll know that's what you identify with. Right? Now, gender. This is really funny. And I say it's funny because what you've been taught all your life in science class now means absolutely nothing. Right? Now, if you look up gender in the dictionary, depending on whose dictionary you look it up in, right? The one dictionary says, although a person's sex as male or female stands as a biological fact, it doesn't mean it's true. So now we're going to change the meaning of fact. This gets even worse, right? Now, facts aren't really facts. They're kind of what you believe the norm to be. It's not really raining out. Somebody's just sneezing. I don't know. I don't even know what to do with this. Gender, the belief, feeling, and behaviors that a specific culture attributes to individuals based on perceived facts. Now listen, gender now is a belief or a feeling or a behavior. And it's based on your perceived sex. It also may, and this is what they say this. This is what the college is teaching your children. It also involves gender assignment, which means it's what the doctor called you out as when you were born. So I'm really trying to figure out when you're born, maybe they shouldn't call you anything. And I won't get vulgar. I'll stay clean here. Maybe when you're born, because I know they take exception to green blue and pink colors, too. So unless they're going to change the name, maybe when you're born, there's a white, they still use a Rolodex card kind of thing, right? What is it? Index card. And they just put that, you know, the little bassinet that they put, it's really a plastic bucket, but they call it a bassinet. And they should put a P on that if you're male, and a V if you're female. That way they're not assigning a gender to you, they're just stating fact, real fact, because that's what you have. I'm trying to make sense out of this. I really am. And they also say that gender is an attribution of how others perceive you. So I guess if you're running around naked on a beach and somebody sees you, they have no right to call you anything because they don't really know what you are, even though things might be well out there that would show it. Never mind. Oh, God. You're sending your kids to schools, to colleges, to learn how to be doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, whatever, you know, the old joke, whatever it is. And this is what they're getting. This is what you're paying for. Her. H-I-R, her, a non-gender-specific pronoun used instead of her or him. Intersex, this is the one that always, like, confuses me. Right? Congenital variations in which development of chromosomal, gonadal, or anatomical sex is atypical. This is what they used to call a hermaphrodite. Right? And okay, that's at least a fact that they have two of the different, or both genitalia types. I can live with that. That makes sense. It's science. It's real. I only do these stories so you can see what's really being taught to your children. And some of you paying big bucks, you need to take a stand. You really do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. I didn't get to it, but I'm going to get to it next hour. Chuck Schumer having a bad week, and it's going to get worse. We'll be back in a little bit.